Thoughts on Mark. Once again, I turn to Mark chapter 9 and verse 1. In this brief discourse, I want to speak upon this subject, the pressing question. This is the point. Why am I doing this series on Mark? Why am I doing any of these series on the kingdom? Why am I preaching at all? Why do I write? Is it just to give information? To give facts? To explain things? Why did Christ come into the world? Why did he come teaching and preaching? What was his purpose? Just to explain things? I tell you the truth. These are the facts. Make a note of it. Please make sure you understand it and move on to the next subject. Is he giving out university lecture notes? Not at all. He is calling sinners to repentance. When he says to Nicodemus, you must be born again, what's the point of that? Because you must be born again, Nicodemus. He's calling him to awakening him. When John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world and so on. What is he doing? Well, just make a note of it. No. He wants his hearers to turn to Christ. Now, what's the pressing question here? Well, what did Jesus say? I tell you the truth. Some of who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God come with power. My question is this. Is Jesus' question underneath this? What is the question? The pressing question for you, my friend. Do you see the kingdom? Well, I don't know what you mean. Do you understand what I'm talking about when I talk about the kingdom of Christ, when Christ talks about it? I go back to Nicodemus again. Christ says to Nicodemus, unless you're born again, Nicodemus, you will never enter the kingdom. You will never see the kingdom. You will never appreciate the kingdom. You will never value the kingdom. You will never enjoy the kingdom. You will never be saved from your sins. You will never have peace with God unless you're born again. You will never see it. So I ask you again, can you see it? Have you been born again, my friend? Millions live and die never seeing the kingdom. I go to chapel, I go to church. No, that's not the same as being born again. Well, I'm very religious, you know. No, that's not the same. You can be religious. I have an appreciation of music. I'm born again in that. No. Can you see the kingdom? Are you born again, spiritually speaking, I mean? Not emotionally or psychologically or mentally. I'm talking about spiritually. The natural man, the unregenerate man, thinks the things of the Spirit are foolishness. 1 Corinthians 2:14. Do you think that? The natural man, Romans 8 verse 7, hates the things of God. Do you? All flesh, body, physical, mental, this life, instinct, is that what you live for? Or are you living for Christ? Whoever's ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with his holy angels. 9 verse 38. Now 9 chapter 1. And he said to them, I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God come with power. Enter the kingdom, my friend. Be born again, regenerated by God's Spirit, convicted, converted of sin, persuaded to trust the Savior, to repent of sin. It's not church attendance, it's not religion, it's not observances, it's not completing the course. No, it's being born again of God's Spirit. This is the great divide. That's the question here. Are you born again? Can you see the kingdom? Let me read Joseph Hoskins' hymn. Sinners, this solemn truth regard. Hear all ye sons of men, for Christ the Savior hath declared you must be born again. Our nature totally depraved, the heart a sink of sin. Without a change we can't be saved. You must be born again. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and flesh it will remain. Then marvel not that Jesus saith, you must be born again. You can make it religious flesh, decent flesh, nice flesh, pleasant flesh, but it's still flesh. Spirit of life, thy grace impart, and breathe on sinners slain, and witness, Lord, in every heart that we are born again. Do not rest, my friend, until you can see the kingdom, because you've been born of God's Spirit. Not only see the kingdom, but you're trusting the Saviour, and you've been transferred out of the realm of darkness into the kingdom of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Do not rest until you have that witness of the Spirit that you are born again. You belong to Christ. Do not rest, I say, until you know it.